Hi everyone, I'm Mark, and I'm a wildlife enthusiast. I'm here to tell you about an incredible coastal trip I took last month.
I love photographing animals in their natural habitats. I initially booked this trip hoping to photograph dolphins, which are quite common in the area. However, a local guide told me it was the perfect season for seals, so I changed my focus entirely and decided to target them instead.
To get the best views, I needed to get up in the air. I considered renting a helicopter, as it's great for hovering in one spot, but eventually I opted for a light aircraft because it allowed us to cover a lot more distance along the shoreline in a short amount of time.
My pilot, Sarah, was fantastic. As we took off, the first landmark I expected to see was the famous old lighthouse at the edge of the bay. But due to our specific flight path, the steep cliffs came into view first. They looked absolutely majestic from that angle, dropping sharply into the water.
Once we were over the sea, the view was breathtaking. From the vantage point of the plane, I didn't focus much on the fishing boats scattered around. Instead, I marvelled at the striking spectacle of flocks of seabirds gliding effortlessly just above the ocean waves. It was like a synchronized dance.
I watched the birds closely through my binoculars. I thought I might catch them feeding their young on the rocks, but what amazed me most was their synchronized diving into the water to catch fish. The speed and precision were just unbelievable.
We were a bit worried about the weather before setting off. The morning forecast had predicted heavy rain, but fortunately the dark clouds held off. However, we did experience a strong wind that made the flight quite bumpy for a while, making it a bit tricky to keep my camera steady.
Later, we flew over a protected area near the beach. Looking down at the nature reserve, Sarah told me to look out for wild horses that sometimes roam there. I couldn't spot any, but I did catch a glimpse of some red deer sheltering near the edge of the trees. It was a lovely surprise.
I was snapping photos constantly throughout the journey. At one point, the images started looking terribly blurry. I thought my battery had died or the sensor was broken, which caused a real panic. It turned out to be a massive smudge on my camera lens, which was a quick fix with a microfiber cloth.
After landing safely, we didn't go straight to the coastal cafe for a well-earned lunch, as I usually do after a shoot. Instead, we headed straight to the visitor centre to report some of our wildlife sightings to the local rangers, as they keep records of local animal populations.
I've got so many great photos now, and I really want to show them off. Some friends have suggested I put together a local exhibition, but I think a detailed blog post is a better way to share the experience with a wider audience right now. I'm working on writing that up this week.